Menachas Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey 7-5. The topic of this Mishnah revolves around Maaser Sheni. So just a quick reminder what Maaser Sheni is. In the seven-year Shemitah cycle, agricultural cycle, so there are 4 years, years 1, 2, and 4, and 5, where the farmer sets aside his produce, 10% of his produce after giving his Terumah Gedolah and Maaser Rishon. He takes that 10% of what's left, and he is to bring that to Yerushalayim to eat over there, within Yerushalayim's walls. And if it's too much of a schlep, whatever it is when to bring the actual physical foodstuffs, he can transfer the kedusha of the Maaser Sheni food onto coins, and then use the coins to go to Yerushalayim, and then spend those Maaser Sheni coins on foodstuff to eat in Yerushalayim. So that's what Maaser Sheni is. And the perhaps ideal use of your Maaser Sheni money is to purchase shlamim, korbanos, which we offer in the basic English, and then one eats the meat, you know, during Chol HaMoed, shalmei simcha, sacrificial meat, and that's fantastic. Now, a toda is essentially a subcategory of shlamim, and there's no good reason why a person shouldn't use his money to purchase a toda and instead of a shlam, if you want to bring the breads with it and, you know, have the extra toda element with it and use that and eat that in Yerushalayim when he goes. The problem is there's a separate, like essentially unrelated point, which is the central point of our Mishnah, which is if a person has an obligation to bring a korban, he may not use his Maaser Sheni money. He has to spend his own personal money, his chulin money. So although there's no obligation to bring a toda or shlamim necessarily, if a person says, "Harei alai, I commit upon myself to bring a toda," he's turned it into an obligation. And at that point, if he has this outstanding obligation to bring a toda now, he can't use his Maaser Sheni money to purchase that toda anymore. That's the gist of our Mishnah. So let's see inside the details. It says, Ha'omer harei alai toda. If a person commits to bringing a toda, then yavi, he, belachma, he must bring the toda, the actual animal, and the accompanying bread, minachulin, from chulin, meaning not Maaser Sheni money, meaning from his own pocket. I'm saying from his own pocket because Hashem essentially forces a person to save, set aside money or food to go to Yerushalayim to have a good time over there. It's like a forced savings plan. So kind of that's sort of like, if some people would think of it maybe as like spent money, but the point is he has to add additional money he's going to spend in Yerushalayim from Chulin if he takes an obligation to bring a toda. So the Mishnah says further, if his commitment was toda mina Chulin velachma mina Maaser, he says, I'm going to bring a toda, harelai toda, and I'm bringing it from chulin from my own pocket. But the bread component, the breads I want to bring from the maaser, money that I have. So says the Mishnah, too bad. Yavi hi velachma minachulin. He has to bring both the animal and the accompanying bread still from chulin from his own pocket, not using any of his maaser sheni money. The question is why? He took an obligation that had a caveat. The caveat should stand. The answer is because when a person accepts upon himself to bring a toda offering, so the toda has two components built in, the zevach, the animal, and also lacham, the breads. So by saying he's committing to bring a toda from chulin, at that point already he's committed to bring both animal and bread from chulin. If he then later on tries to you know, qualify the bread part and saying that'll be from Maaser, it's just not effective. It's too late. It's not different from a person saying, Harel, I'm accepting to be a nazir, but I want to drink wine. Too bad, you're a Nazir now. And now Nazirim can drink wine. It's part and parcel of the package. So too, part and parcel of the toda package is the breads. So if he tries to say the breads are coming from his Maaser Sheni funds, too bad, he can't. If, however, he says, toda mina Maaser v'lachma mina chulin, and from the outset, he says, I commit to bring harelai toda, I'm bringing a toda, but I'm using it, I'm purchasing that animal for the toda with my Maaser Sheni money, That's how he took on the command from the beginning. V'lachma minachulin, but I'll bring the breads that accompany from my own pocket. Then yavi, then he may bring it as he said. In other words, he never took on a standalone obligation to fund his purchase of the toda. Now he's trying to use Maaser Sheni money. No, he said, I'm using my Maaser Sheni to bring an obligatory toda, but it's the obligation only is to use my Maaser Sheni money. That would be binding. And therefore he's fine with just using his Maaser Sheni money for the toda, and since he said that the he wants to supplement by saying, oh, but I want to commit further to pay out of my own pocket, so to speak, for the bread. So then he must pay from his own pocket for the breads and the animal he can bring for my sheni money. If he says, Hatoda hi v'lachma min ha-maiser yavi. If he says, I'm bringing both the toda, the zevach, the animal, and the accompanying breads from my maiser sheni money, then yavi, then that's what he can do. In other words, his obligation is just limited to what he said and not more than that, so that's fine. Now, there's no chiddush of that on its own, essentially, that fourth case. But, says the Mishnah, v'lo yavi mechite maaser sheni, ela mema'os maaser sheni. When he's fulfilling a commitment to bring the accompanying bread to the toda with maaser sheni funds, it has to be with maaser sheni funds, because the obligation to bring the breads and using maaser sheni as to do so comes from the ability to use maaser sheni money to purchase the toda, the animal. But it goes hand in hand. Meaning, the Mishnah is saying, he can't have maaser sheni actual wheat that he set aside from his own farm and use that maaser sheni wheat to make the breads to accompany his toda. No. Once you're buying a toda, then it has to have breads in the same status. And if you're using, and since you, there's no such thing as a maaser sheni animal, maaser sheni is just agricultural products. So bring a toda, the animal, the zevach, with maaser sheni means maaser sheni funds. So if he's committing to bring with funds, then the funds have to be used, and not the actual wheat, to be used for both the animal and its accompanying breads.